Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
大家好，我是 Anna.
Today, Anna, we're going to be talking about pictures.
Pictures?
Pictures. Well, no, of course, not the pictures people paint. So not pictures like by Picasso and people like that. These are photographs, the kinds of pictures people take with cameras.
Oh, 你是说照片是不是?
That's right. So, of course, if it's a camera picture, it can't be that old. Mm-hmm. Cameras have only been around for about 150 years. Mm-hmm. But we're going to today talk about two of the most famous pictures or photographs that have ever been taken, that have ever been seen by people in the last almost 200 years. So prepare yourself for a trip back in time as we check out some extremely famous photographs.
Stories behind the pictures.
We often see certain photographs appear from time to time.These photographs slowly become a part of history. However, do you know the story behind these pictures? It's one of the most romantic kisses on film. On August 14th, 1945, World War II ended. People in Times Square, New York City, began to celebrate after years of fighting and deaths.A sailor on the street grabbed a nurse and planted a kiss on her. Soon, this photograph became the buzz of the nation.
Word power!
History. History. The Greeks...Pass down their history by telling stories. The Greeks pass down their history by telling stories. Behind. Behind. Nobody knows the truth behind the missing girl. Nobody knows the truth behind the missing girl. Sailor.Sailor. Sailors might spend months sailing at sea. Sailors might spend months sailing at sea. Nation. Nation. Everyone in the nation celebrates Double 10 Day. Everyone in the nation celebrates Double 10 Day.
Okay, so we often see certain photographs appear from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Photographs, as I mentioned, are pictures taken by a camera. So in the old days, you would take a photograph using film. Of course, today with digital cameras, you can just take the photograph and look at it right away on your computer.So it doesn't really matter what kind of camera you used, if it's really old or really new. If you're using a camera, you're taking a photograph.
Right. 所以你其实一直听到 Michael 在说 camera, camera. Camera 就是相机啊。相机当然拍出来的就是照片嘛。所以照片我们当然可以说 picture。但是其实啊比较精准的说照片而不是图像或图画的话我们会用 photograph。Photograph。当然这个字的前面出现了一个 certain。Certain 在这里指的是某一些就是 some 的意思。我们常常会看到某一些照片诶它常常一直不断的出现好像很有名大家都很爱用诶。
Okay, and from time to time is sort of like from once in a while or occasionally.Right, so it doesn't happen all the time, but you know, once or twice a year, something like that, from time to time. So someone might ask you, hey, do you ever go to Kaohsiung? Oh yeah, we go down there to visit my grandmother from time to time. Not every weekend, but you know, maybe a few times a year.
所以在这里的 from time to time, 像这种有一点点像是 idiom 的东西啊有时候没有办法从字面上直接去看。因为字面上看的话变成是从一个时间到另外一个时间。诶可是那什么意思啊你不要这样记把它看成一个整体其实它就是 sometimes 的意思就是有时候嘛。不过如果你耳朵很尖的话 ,Michael 刚也有提到 如果要说偶尔有时候，在英文当中除了 sometimes 之外，还可以说 once in a while， 甚至你可以用一个副词叫做 occasionally， occasionally。那么在英文当中有很多的有时候，其实你在字典上或者是 Google 都查得到哦。
Okay, these photographs slowly become a part of history. Yeah, these special photographs are famous, so they become part of history. History is when we study things that happened in the past. So when you go to class to learn about the Chinese emperors or Christopher Columbus or Neil Armstrong walking on the moon, these all happened in the past, before we were born, most of us, so it's history.
Right, 所以 history 其实就是历史的意思。那么有一些人呢会把它拆成两个字叫做 his story. History is his story? His story. What about her story?
Oh,
Our story?
Well, no, it's not that. That would have to be his story. Or else high story.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyways, 所以历史就是这个单字叫做 history. H-I-S-T-O-R-Y.
Mm-hmm. The Greeks passed down their history by telling stories. Okay, that's one way. Another way to pass down your history is by taking photographs. The article continues, however, do you know the story behind these pictures? Okay, the story behind something. Well, of course, when you hear behind, you often think something that's at your back, right? If someone is standing behind you, they're looking at your back. You can't see them.But when we talk about the story behind something, we're talking about the history. What happened? How did this thing come about? How did it take place? What's the story behind it? Because we don't know this information.
Right, 就是因为不知道啊，所以才要探讨一下这背后到底有什么样的含义，或这背后到底有什么样的故事。这些 photographs 的背后到底有什么样的 story 呢？我们刚刚一说在背后，在背后。如果你这个一开始学英文，大概会学到 in the back of， 在后面。但是其实在英文当中有一个介系词就有表示在后面的意思，就是 behind。所以照片之后的故事其实就是隐含的一个故事。在英文当中可以用这个介系词 behind, B-E-H-I-N-D。
Okay, the example sentence, nobody knows the truth behind the missing girl. So we don't know a lot of information about this missing girl. Okay, let's find out the story behind one of these famous pictures. It's one of the most romantic kisses on film. Wow, so romantic. What is romantic?
Romantic 就是罗曼蒂克。
Ah, it's about love, it's about, you know, boys and girls in love and that kind of thing. So, you know, Valentine's Day, for example, is a romantic holiday. So it's a romantic kiss. It happened on August 14th, 1945. That's when World War II ended. So Japan decided to quit the war. Finally, the World War II, which had been going on for 6 years, millions of people had died. The war's over. So, of course, everyone is happy. People in Times Square, New York City, that's right in the middle of New York, they began to celebrate after years of fighting and deaths.It was such a terrible time. Of course, people were happy when the war was finally over. And then in Times Square, a sailor on the street grabbed a nurse and planted a kiss on her. Okay, so there's the nurse. That, of course, is the girl wearing the white skirt, the white dress. A sailor is a person who works on a ship. It could be on a warship or on just any old ship, you know, carrying stuff.But if your job is working on a boat, you know, making sure that it's, has no trouble as it crosses the oceans, you are a sailor.
Right, 因为在动词当中的 sail, S-A-I-L, 本来就是航行的意思啊，船只的航行。所以 sailor, 后面加上 O-R, sailor 就是水手，也就是船员的意思。所以为什么我们要提到船员呢？因为这一张照片其实是很浪漫哦，因为当时1945年第二次大战结束的时候，在美国这个纽约的时代广场，大家都很开心，因为打仗打了好久，所以大家决定要庆祝一下 ,to celebrate。这时候呢，在街上就有一个 sailor, 一个水手，他就突然抓了一个 nurse, grab the nurse and plant a kiss on her. Plant a kiss?
Mm-hmm.
To plant a kiss?
That's right. That's what he did.
Means to kiss.
Yes, exactly. You kind of, you know, kiss someone very quickly. Well, maybe they're a little bit surprised. You know, you can plant a kiss on someone's cheek, too, right? Mm-hmm. If you're saying goodbye to someone and it's not romantic. So that kind of idea. The example sentence we have for sailor, sailors might spend months sailing at sea. Well, sure, that's their job, sailing at sea. Now, soon, it says, this photograph, of course, it was in magazines, on the front of the newspaper the next day, and it became the buzz of the nation. A nation is just a country. So America is a nation, Japan is a nation, right? These are countries, they have flags and presidents and money and all that kind of stuff. So they are a nation or a country.
所以当我们说 country, C-O-U-N-T-R-Y, country, 或者是 nation, N-A-T-I-O-N, 它其实就是国家的意思嘛。那我们要特别注意它的发音。在名词当中国家的 nation 是发 A 的音 ,nation。而它的形容词呢加上 AL, 它的发音会变哦。前面的 A 的音就会变成蝴蝶音了。它的形容词加上 AL 变成 national。National, 这个要特别小心哦。
Okay, the example sentence, everyone in the nation celebrates Double Ten Day. And a buzz is kind of like the excitement, okay? Everyone saw that picture. It was so famous and, you know, people would show, did you see this picture? Oh my gosh, because it was kind of romantic, you know, that was nice. It was a sailor and a nurse, two people who had worked in the war, helping to win the war.And it kind of had this idea that now people can finally fall in love. They can get married because the war is over. Normal life, like just meeting a pretty girl and giving her a kiss, normal life can go on. So everyone was just so happy at that time. And that kiss seemed so free and hopeful. It really was very special for people.
哦、oh, 所以其实啊那一张照片真的拍的是太经典了真的是非常棒。而且好像真的很浪漫耶旁边的人还一直在笑对不对所以啊我们看到这张照片当然大家就觉得、哎、拍得很好这个主角都很突出他很快的就变成全国瞩目的焦点 The buzz of the nation, 大家都在讨论大家都在看这张照片。It's quite classical.
Yeah, exactly.
非常经典哦。
Just beautiful.
但是对我们来说啦可能是因为 cultural difference, 文化上的差异的关系我们是绝对不可能在路上突然抓了一个人 you know, grab someone and kiss someone on the street, it's definitely impossible here in Taiwan.
Really? Why? What will happen?
We're shy, you know.
Well, maybe Taiwan should have a war, and then at the end of the war,、people will feel like, now we can kiss other people. That's a bad reason to have a war, but...
哎，不过这张照片当然除了这个 kiss, 接吻之外啊，其实真正最后面 behind the story, behind the picture, 真正最重要的还是因为战争结束 ,the war was over, 其实那个才是真正最需要 to celebrate, 庆祝的。好，别走开，我们马上回来。
Okay, so the Times Square kiss, that's the first famous picture we're going to look at. I think that's a pretty great picture. Everyone can see it in the magazine. And I think even many, many years later, I wasn't in World War II, were you?
No.
No, of course. But even many years later, we weren't there. But we still get the feeling that,、
right.
you know, this was really a wonderful, magic time、right. after this long war was over. So it gives you some of the idea why this picture was so popular. And we'll be back tomorrow with more famous pictures.
A-Fun 小聚会
I no longer want these and would like a refund.
I no longer want these and would like a refund.
Hi everyone, I'm Alana.
又到 A-Pod 小聚会的时间。同学们，你们知道鉴赏期吗？国外的商店通常都会有七天的鉴赏期，就是你东西买回去了，七天之内是可以无理由退货并且索取退款的哦。所以啦，当你得失心疯乱买一堆又没在到货前取消订单， 鉴赏期就是你最后起死回生的机会了。这时你就要这么说， I no longer want this and would like a refund， 我不再想要这些并且希望退款。 No longer 就跟 not anymore 一样，有不再、再也不什么样的意思。 Refund R-E-F-U-N-D 是名词，表示退款。另外如果你是要换货的话，就可以说 I no longer want this and would like to exchange them。 当然啦，商家提供这么优待的服务，我们也不要当 OK 故意把东西用一用，衣服穿一穿，然后装作不喜欢还给人家哦。好，最后要考你们咯，今天的小聚会是3 2 1。
I no longer want these and would like a refund.
I no longer want these and would like a refund.
Chit chat.
I 爸爸妈妈周末要去宜兰玩， I'm home alone.
是哟，你好可怜哟，你一个人在家里感到很寂寞哦。
欸，谁说我寂寞啦？吼，我的字典里没有 lonely， 我的字典里没有 lonely。
你们是不是也觉得 I'm so lonely 和 I'm alone 都有着我好寂寞这样的意思呢？其实啊，只有 lonely 这个形容词是真的用来强调心中的孤独寂寞的感觉，像是 lonely life， lonely life 就是孤单的生活，或者是 a lonely old man， a lonely old man 就是孤单的老人。像是呢，虽然小时候啊老是跟我姐姐吵架哦，但是长大后当我姐姐结婚不在家里和我一起住的时候，有时候我觉得没人吵哦，让我小孤单耶，我就可以这么说啦。
I felt a bit lonely after my sister got married and didn't live with us. I felt a bit lonely after my sister got married and didn't live with us.其中的 get married 就是结婚这样子的意思哦。另外我们来看一下 alone， A-L-O-N-E， 它强调的呢是一个人，身旁没有人哦，独处这样的意思哦。 without other people， 它可以当作什么呢？就是形容词或者是副词来用。所以常常我们在口语可能会听到这句话咯， leave me alone， leave me alone，是什么呢？就是不要打扰我，让我一个人静静，这样子的意思哦。而有时候呢，我非常喜欢一个人做自己喜欢的事情，不想被打扰，那我要怎么说呢？我可以说 I love being home alone. I can do many things by myself at home. For example, surfing on the net， 我可以上上网啦，或者是什么 watching DVDs，看 DVD 啦， and listening to music 就是听音乐哦。 OK， 刚刚我提到的 home alone 意思呢就是表示一个人在家，但是它完全没有 lonely 孤单这样子的意思哦。另外啊，如果你觉得 home alone 好像很耳熟，没有错，其实有一些系列的电影呢就叫做 home alone， 中文我们就翻译成小鬼当家哦。
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
所以哦，用字要注意 lonely 它强调的是内心的孤寂寂寞，而 alone A-L-O-N-E 强调的呢是独处啊，一个人。所以当你说 I'm home alone， 其实呢只是表示你一个人在家里，或许做一些自己喜欢的事情，但却不等于 I'm lonely， 我很寂寞。
Stories behind the pictures
We often see certain photographs appear from time to time. These photographs slowly become a part of history. However, do you know the story behind these pictures? It's one of the most romantic kisses on film. On August 14th, 1945, World War II ended. People in Times Square, New York City,began to celebrate after years of fighting and deaths. A sailor on the street grabbed a nurse and planted a kiss on her. Soon,
This photograph became the buzz of the nation.
History. History. The Greeks passed down their history by telling stories. The Greeks passed down their history by telling stories. Behind. Behind. Nobody knows the truth behind the missing girl. Nobody knows the truth behind the missing girl. Sailor. Sailor. Sailors might spend months sailing at sea. Sailors might spend months sailing at sea. Nation. Nation. Everyone in the nation celebrates Double 10 Day. Everyone in the nation celebrates Double 10 Day.